Hello and welcome to Tanjimar Report on CHMA 106.9 FM. We're broadcasting from the heart of the Maritimes, Sackville, New Brunswick, the traditional lands of the Mi'kmaq people, unceded in the treaties of peace and friendship, first signed with settlers in 1725. I'm Erica Butler. It's Monday, May 31st, on the cusp of a new month that will bring warmer weather, the solstice, and the possibility of eased restrictions in our daily lives. Coming up on today's show, we get the scoop on summer programs being planned by Sackville Recreation and the town's participation in a competition for the most active community in Canada this June. It's Monday, so we take our weekly look at vaccination progress in New Brunswick. And today is the deadline for a public survey on possible reforms to how local towns and local service districts are organized. And local developer John Lafford gets approval for a massive new development in Moncton. But first, the COVID case update. For the second day in a row, there were 5 new cases of COVID-19 reported in Zone 1 on Sunday. Most were traced to previous cases, though one is still under investigation. The total number of active cases in Zone 1 is now 35, the highest it's been since February. 4 other new cases were reported yesterday in St. John, Fredericton, and Bathurst regions, with one of those still under investigation. Province-wide, there are 143 active cases of COVID-19 as of Sunday afternoon. In Nova Scotia, there were 20 new cases of COVID-19 reported on Sunday, and the total number of active cases in that province continues to drop. 2 of the new cases over the weekend were in the Cumberland Health Network, and there are currently 9 active cases in Cumberland. PEI has 13 active cases of COVID-19 after reporting 2 new cases on Friday, both related to travel outside of Atlantic Canada. In Newfoundland, 7 new cases were announced on Sunday, and that province now has 104 active cases of COVID-19. In vaccination news, New Brunswick has made a bit more progress on its way to vaccinating 3/4 of people 12 and over. 62% of those 12 and up have now received a first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That's about 55% of the full population of New Brunswick. In the past week, just over 50,000 new doses were administered in the province. That's down from the previous week, when over 64,000 doses were administered, the most productive week to date in the vaccine rollout. But if New Brunswick is to reach the goal set for the first phase of reopening, which could see steady 15 limits lifted and people able to have contact with a larger number of friends and family, the vaccine rollout will need to ramp up dramatically. Just over 89,000 people will need to receive a first dose in the next 7 days to make the goal. That's an average of 12,700 doses per day. Today is the final day to fill out a survey on the province's green paper on local governance reform. The paper outlines a long list of scenarios that could come to play in how local governments are reformed in New Brunswick. Local Government Minister Danielle Alain has pointed out time and again that a good share of the population, more than 30%, does not have elected representation at the local level. The Green Paper recommends establishing new or reconfigured local governance entities and talks about various options on that front. The paper also proposes strengthening the mandate of regional service commissions to provide additional services, such as tourism, economic development, adaptation to climate change, solid waste collection, and recreation. The Green Paper also looks at financing and taxation and mentions the possible lowering of the so-called double tax collected by the province, and more rate flexibility for different classes of property. You can find a link to the Green Paper and the survey on chmafm.com. Sackville-based developer John Lafford will be building 3 12-story towers in downtown Moncton starting this summer. The project was approved by Moncton's Planning Advisory Committee last week. The project will be built in 3 phases and includes 450 residential units in 3 12-story towers, a 3-story podium of ground floor commercial space, and more than 430 underground parking spaces. Moncton City Planner Sarah Anderson called the project a perfect example of a thoughtful urban infill development that does recognize the pedestrian scale streetscape while providing for a sort of sophisticated high density big city development. The towers will go up on vacant land bordered by Assumption Boulevard, Foundry Street, and Record Street. Lafford told the committee he hopes construction will begin as soon as July, with the first units available to rent in September 2023. It's the last day of May, and tomorrow Sackville starts its bid to be Canada's most active community in the Participaction Community Better Challenge. I caught up with the town's summer program coordinator, Carson Raffuse, in Bill Johnstone Park to find out about the Participaction Challenge and what's on tap for summer events at Sackville Rec.
Well, my name is Carson Raffuse, and this summer I am the summer program coordinator for the town of Sackville, which basically means I'm the one who's planning all of the different summer programming and some of the bigger events like Canada Day, New Brunswick Day, and all that.
It's a lot riding on that this year, Carson, I think, because people are really sick of this pandemic, and yeah. So they're looking forward to the summer programming. So tell us some of what you've got in store, and I do want to ask about the Participaction Challenge after, but maybe we'll start off talking a bit about what kind of summer programs are coming up.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's great because for the past few weeks, I've been working mainly on our summer brochure, which will be hopefully coming out early to mid-June, which has a list of all of our summer programming and will be available to everyone at sackville.com/programs and will also be available in a physical copy. We have a lot of different programming for all ages. One of my goals this year was to sort of beef up our programming schedule, try to get as much happening as we can while still following COVID protocols, which does unfortunately mean we have some limited space in our programming, but I've tried to make sure that we have something for everyone, whether you're someone who likes to be very physically active or someone who just wants to get out and socialize. All ages will have lots to do, I hope.
Yeah, I suppose one thing people will notice about, most of the programs are free, or all the programs are free probably, but people still need to register, is that right?
Yes, so this year, to make things easier on us and everyone who's participating, we have implemented pre-registration for nearly every event, unless it's an event that is mainly outside, very easy to socially distance and wear masks if necessary. Then we have some strict limitations on how many participants we have. So in order to keep track of that, we do have pre-registration for the majority of our events.
And one of the big things coming up this summer, I guess in June, is Sackville is participating in this Participaction Community Challenge. Can you tell us about what that is?
Definitely. So that's one of my biggest projects this spring, is to plan as many physical activity events as we can for that month. So basically, Participaction is a national organization that is focused on physical activity and active lifestyle for Canadians. And every June, I believe, I'm not sure if it happened last year, but I know it did happen in 2019, they host the Community Better Challenge, which is basically a challenge to see what community in Canada will be named the most active community. So throughout the month of June, we get residents of Sackville to track their physical activity minutes on the Participaction app, as well as organizations hosting events such as the town that also count towards our goal. And at the end of the month, the top 50 communities are entered in finalists, and there's some written documents and a process there to be named the most active community either in New Brunswick or in Canada.
And what's in it for us if we do get named most active community?
Well, obviously the big goal is to be named Canada's most active community, and that prize is $100,000 to go towards physical activity initiatives here in Sackville. However, there is also a prize for each individual province. So say we don't unfortunately win Canada's most active community, if we are the most active community in New Brunswick, there is a prize that goes along with that. And I don't know the exact number, but it is a monetary prize as well.
In this first part of the contest, how are they tracking how are they tracking people's activity levels, I guess, and how can an individual average Sackvillian participate?
They're tracking them through the Participaction app or on the Participaction website. So if you have a mobile device, either Android or Apple, you can download the Participaction app. You create an account. It takes less than 5 minutes. And as long as you enter your postal code, you are automatically counted towards our community minutes. So be sure to enter your postal code accurately. And starting June 1st, all of your move minutes throughout the month will be tracked for our community goal.
All right. And is the town planning some special events during June for this participation challenge?
Yes. So we're going to try to have as many events as possible come up when they come up. However, every Saturday throughout June, we will be having a bigger event. Starting the first Saturday will be a town-wide walk. So we're going to meet at Town Hall, walk throughout town for about a 3-kilometer walk. No rush. There's no pre-registration for that one, as we'll be able to socially distance and wear masks if possible. That will be followed by the amazing bubble race. So it's the amazing race. However, we're going to stick to our steady 15 bubbles and however many participants throughout that as we would like. That will have pre-registration. That is available on the Sackville.com/programs now. Following that, we will have the Great Family Bike Ride, which has been an event in the past that has happened throughout June. We are continuing it, where participants will come, meet near the Middle Sackville Baptist Church, and bike along the Trans-Canada Trail as far as they'd like to go. I know that some people go all the way down to the Confederation Bridge. Some people stop after a kilometer, and no matter what, track your minutes, and that'll be helpful to us. And our final event is an open water 1-kilometer swim in Silver Lake, which is happening on June 26th. So when it's a little bit warmer, hopefully, for our first official swim in Silver Lake of the year.
All right. Thanks a lot, Carson. I appreciate that. Anything else that Sackvillians should know about summer programs coming up?
Yes. So I will just say one more thing about the participation challenge very quickly, is that if you are an organization who hosts physical activity initiatives, whether that be a minor sports team, varsity sports, schools, or daycares who get outside and be active, be sure that you also create an account for your organization. The way that the score is calculated is the number of organizations tracking, the number of people tracking, and the third factor is how many minutes we have in total. So the more we have of each of those categories, the more likely our chances to become in the top 50 finalists. And to do that is the same thing as an organization, you have to go to the participation website, and when you host an event, it takes 2 minutes to go on and log the event, just with the amount of people that were there and how long it was, and all of those minutes go towards our goal as well.
So that's good to know. So it's the people who aren't triathletes or don't run 5K every day. They, even just by signing up for the act, they sort of get counted and will help Sackville score?
Definitely, yeah. So as I mentioned, it's just move minutes. So it doesn't have to be hardcore workouts like a 5K run. All it is if you get up and walk from your house to work or walk to the store, any time that you spend moving and being active counts towards our goal.
All right. Thanks a bunch, Carson.
Definitely.
That was Carson Raffues, the Summer Program Coordinator at Sackville Recreation. That's it for CHMA's Tantramar Report for this Monday, May 31st. As always, for story ideas, tips, or feedback, contact us at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.